So the topic for today is the relationship between Mitzvah Kriya and the and the concept of Pesu Menisa. You know that the Mitzvah Megillah is unique in that it is one of the few mitzvahs that isn't just a regular mitzvah, but there is a concept of Pesu Menisa. Chanukah is like that, for instance, Dal Kosos has a theme of Pesu Menisa. I just want to analyze what the relationship between the Kriya and the Pesu Menisa is. I think there are three potential ways to explain this relationship. It could be that Pesu Menisa is the reason for the Takana. Kriya Megillah is like any other Kriya, like Kriya Torah. And the reason for it is, you know, Pesu Menisa. It's just the background. It's just essentially the Rekha. Alternatively, you might say the point of the mitzvah is to impart the nate. Chazal weren't misaking a mitzvah kriya, like kriya satar. They were misaking kriya for the purpose of being impart in the nate. That's the point of the mitzvah. And I think there's also a third possibility, and that comes from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, although it depends how you read the Gemara. The Gemara, source number two, tells us that a person can hear Megillah even if they don't understand what they're hearing. If you go to Shul, and you don't speak any Hebrew, and they read the Megillah, so you're Yotze. That's the mission of Megillah. And the Gemara says, Halo Shasham Ashur is Yotze, one who speaks a Lashon of Am Zarim, you speak a foreign language, and you hear it in Hebrew, you're Yotze. So ask the Gemara, Halo Yada Maika Amri. The person doesn't know what's being said. So that's the Gemara, Mitzvah Havi Anoshi and Ami Aret. He's like women and ignorant people. Ravina Atu Anana Hashani Bnei Ramach and Medina. Do we know what this pasuk means? There's some sukkah that nobody knows. You can be a big Talmud Chacham and still not know what every single word means. Ela mitzvah kriya upersu menisa. Hachanami mitzvah kriya upersu menisa. So the Gemara has a very interesting phrase. It's mitzvah kriya upersu menisa. Potentially that could be a third side in our hakira. The first side of hakira was what? It's a mitzvah kriya. Like Kriya Torah, again, it's not exactly like Kriya Torah. Kriya Torah is probably a Chovas Tzibur, it's a Chovas Yachid. Essentially, it's a mitzvah of Kriya. The other side is, no, it's really a mitzvah of Pirsum. And we're referring through the Kriya. The mitzvah is to publicize. And the way in which Chazal wanted to publicize was Kriya Torah. The middle side, of course, based on this Gemara, is that what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah?
Both.
Says the Gemara, mitzvah is Kriya. Ooh, Pirsu Menisa. Maybe there are two mitzvahs. There's one aspect of Kriya, and there's one aspect of Pirsu Menisa. The Tzvei Dinim in the Kriya. I gave a shiur a few months ago, Hanukkah time, about Pirsu Menisa in Hanukkah. We had the same question. Is it that the mitzvah is the light, and Pirsu was the background? Or no, maybe the mitzvah is the Mepharsim. And you do that through the Hadlaka. And I didn't raise the third possibility of Tzvei Dinim. It's a little bit hard to justify. Here we have a very good source. I'm sorry, I don't have one of my phone. Here we don't have. Here we have a very clear source. It's interesting. I found that Rav Schoenbuch writes the same thing about Hanukkah, even though there's no Makar. I'll just quote you Lashon. This is in Tshuvas on Haggad. Chelik Hey Simon Reishchav Hey. He says Nira Lomar Davar Chadash Shadlaka Ukirsu Menisa. It's not that the mitzvah is to be madlik for Pirsu Menisa. So Shurmoth Misfara says the same thing by Nechanaka. There, like I said, I think there's less derived for it. But here you have a Feirush Gemara that might be telling us that there are two mitzvahs in Mikra Megillah. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, and there's another mitzvah of Pirsu Menisa. Now, this Gemara, of course, though, doesn't have to be read that way. How could you read the Gemara in Megillah Daf Ches? Mitzvah Kriya u Pirsu Menisa. How could you read that? Does it have to say the Tzvei Dinim? No, what could it mean? It could be just Pirsu Menisa. If you look at the Rizkiya, source number 3, he changes the gears of the Gemara when he quotes it. The mitzvah Kriya with Pirsu Menisa. It's a mitzvah kriya with Pirsu Menisa. Maybe the whole point is just Pirsu. Alternatively, what could you say? When the Gemara says mitzvah kriya Pirsu Menisa, it might just mean what? That really is just a mitzvah kriya. It's really Mrs. Kriya, but the reason is for so many, and therefore you know the end if you don't understand, because, you know, Lamaisa, you understand the whole reason for it is for so many, is Kriya. You might say that it's fundamentally Mrs. Kriya, and the reason is for so many, but it's really Mrs. Kriya, and since the reason is for so many, you don't even can understand. You could potentially say it that way as well. So the Gemara in Megillah, if you test on Aleph, might be a mocker for say Dinim. Although you can pull it in one of two directions, like I did say. Yeah.
If you're saying that the Gemara is saying it's just for some Nisro, then what do I answer? If he doesn't understand it, then he's not fulfilling.
I think he understands that it's Purim and, you know, we're coming to celebrate the Nate. And I think people know that. Even if they don't understand the words, they know this is Purim, we were saved, someone tried to hurt us, and let's celebrate. That's the Pirsum Shabbat, even if you don't understand the word of the actual creed. I want to discuss a couple of nafaminas to this question. The first is the question of whether or not you need to read the Tzibur. This is a debate in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph, source number 4. Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmana, if you read the Megillah Yudal, it says Vav, depending on where you live, Bizmana, Korin Asafil B'Yachid, you can read the Yachid. Shalom Bizmana, if you read earlier, like the B'nai Korin, who are Makdim Lema Knisa, then you need 10. Ravati Omar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shalom Bizmana, Basar. Ravati, you always need 10. Habi Uvda v'chashla l'rav l'hadir Ravati. There was once a Maisa, there wasn't a minion in Rav Shul, and he went to get a minion because he wanted to make sure to fulfill Ravati Shita. You always need a minion, even if it's on Yudalid or Tetzvah, even if it's a Kriya of Bizma. So the big one focus that we showed in how to understand this debate. The simple understanding is that the focus is extreme. Rav says you don't need a minion, period, even a Kriya. And Ravi says, you need a minion, and it's not it. It's an extreme machlokas. But there are Rishonim who pull both Rav and Ravasi in both directions. Maybe Rav agrees with Chatzkila you should have a minion. Maybe Ravasi agrees that, you know, b'diavad, you're yotze even if you don't have a minion. Obviously, if you pull them, if you pull them both in the same direction, there's no machlokas. So you can pull one or the other of the Amorai in one direction. So, for example, just the summary here. The Ran quotes source number 5, Kosov or the Nizrahi, the Balmor, this is off the Rashi Shita. The Atam look Amar Ravasi Elo Shemitzvasa Lechatchila. When Ravasi says you need a minion, that's what it just means Lechatchila. Shemitzvasa Lechatchila, the crows of Arsara, Mishum, the Pishum Minisa. Avalim Karab Yachi, Divya Kol Yotta. Bein Bizman, Bein Shalab Bizman. Shul Omru Hadover Elo Lechidur Mitzvah, the Pishum Minisa. So according to Rashi, according to Balmor, Ravasi says you need a minion, that's only Lechatchila. Rav apparently doesn't think you need a minion, even Lechatchila. There's no minion at all to have a minion. But then the Ran quotes the Rif, and he agrees with the Rif. Ik karan shal dvarim kedivrei harafasi shal malei lohaya ravasi machmir el mitzvah v'lehidur v'hadure v'yasara al mach chashla l'ravasi. Why was Rav, you know, so concerned to be choshesh for Ravasi's opinion to get a minion if it was only just a hidur in the first place? Rather, Ravasi thinks as ma'akeh. So according to the Rif, Ravasi thinks that you need a minion to even li'kuv. And as I pointed out a second ago, the Rishonim would debate what Rav Shita as well. Pashas of Rav is that you don't need a minion at all. There's no minion to have a minion. The Rashba argues, if you look at the Rashba, so it's number 6, Yishvoma Dafilu Rav Modeh should say the Krosa im Tzibur, because the Rav Am Hadras Melech. Even Rav thinks that the Chatzkila you should have a minion. You're presuming Nisa Baravin. It's an Indian, but we're not going to get Triathi to do it, you know, if it's difficult. So, we have a debate between Rav and Ravasi, and there's a machlok as to what each Shita holds. But potentially, this, depending on how you understand the Shitas, could be a very good nafkamina for our question. If you assume that there's no such thing as Pursuminisa Piyach, which is an assumption that you could argue with, and I'll try to relate that in a second. But if you make the assumption that there's something that's presumed needs to be yachid, so then you have a machlok between Rav and Ravasi. So the extreme machlok is that what? Ravasi holds you need a minion, or else it's likuva, you're not yotze, and Rav says you don't need a minion, there's no minion to have minions. So what's the machlok then? Ravasi thinks the point of Megillah is what? Presumed needs to, and therefore you need a minion, it's likuva. And Rav thinks the point of Megillah is what? The Mrs. Kriya. So Mrs. Kriya, you can even do it at the yachid. If you take on more subtle understanding of the machlokes, that's not as extreme, So let's say, working according to Rashi, that even Rav Asi thinks it's only l'chatchila. So then, Rav Asi thinks l'chatchila you need 10, and Rav thinks that even l'chatchila you don't need 10. So what's the debate then? So if you look here at Igos Moshe, he's actually talking about Chanukah, but he relates it to Purim. He proves Chanukah from Purim. He nailed a new site, he says number 7, Yisabir Shitus, the Gam Ner Chanukah, Ina Pirsum, Ikuv, Le'etzem Chiyuv, Hadlaka, Taneris. Says Rav Moshe that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is separate from the Pirsum. The Lomar, it's not connected. You don't say the Vilaka Indian Pirsum, Hanei Shu, Nibs, the Makam, Vilaka Inchi, you part of the Gamre. You're not going to say there's no people there to see your Chanukah candle, you shouldn't light. No, you should light because it's the mitzvah of Sabbath, that's independent. The Pirsum is just the reason. The Maishnam in Megillah brings a proof from Megillah. The Zaychalisha Akshu Yachid, and the mitzvah is the reason if you're by yourself, Bizman. The Besa, Upashuk Zeh, that kolkach had shekosef Rashi in Megillah she al Rav Asi the Amar Bein Zman of Yisrael Zman. But sorry, even Rav Asi who says you need 10 to rag mitzvah lachanz and achar asar, it's only lachatchila. Well, the Ishtakach asara lo Amar Rav Asi the lo loikri. So Rav Moshe assumes A, there's no pirsum biyachid, and B, the fact that you have to read the yechidus even according to Rav Asi proves that the mitzvah of kriya is essentially a mitzvah of kriya, and pirsum is just the background. It's just the inyan lachatchila. Again, you could say that maybe according to Rav Asi, there's faith in him, and you look at chila, you should do both in him. But if you only have, you know, the ability to read with other minyan, you should find one din. According to Rav, there's only one din. And also, again, play with the shittas. But according to the Rif, according to the Ran, Rav Asi thinks it's likuva, and Rav, again, put the Rav in. The Rav thinks it's lachatchila, right? Lachatchila shav minyan, and Rav Asi thinks likuva. So Rav Asi then would say that it's all in the matter of pirsum, and Rav thinks lachatchila you should have a minyan, maybe because he holds that faith in him, etc. So basically, this potentially could be an afkamina, whereby the mandamur says you need asara, holds it's in pirsum, and the mandamur says there's no need for asara, thinks it's in kriya. Now this is not so obvious, if we think about it a little more, for a number of reasons. First of all, the need for asara, I assumed, was what? It's for the sake of Pirsum. Is that the only reason why you might require asara? Why else would you require asara? If you assume that Kriyas Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, it's a Damashav Kedusha, then maybe you would require 10 for that reason. So if you look here, source number 8, the Ran, quotes the Shem Rabbeinu Shin Sadi, I'm not sure who that is, they should say, Tamashol Rav Asi, what's the reason for Rav Asi that requires 10? It's not because of the Pirsum. Rather, the Kasavar, the Bechlal Torah V'Novihu, it's like reading Torah. In Korin, you might say that this Mahal has nothing to do with it because it's a din in Kriya Torah. This, of course, is connected to whether or not 10 women are constituted Tzibu from Mikra Megillah. If it's din in Damshu B'Kedusha, they wouldn't. If it's just din in Pirsum, you know, they would. And that's a debate, la halacha. Likewise, the other assumption that I'm making in this whole analysis is that there's no such thing as Pirsum and Eitz B'Yachid. This is an assumption many Achronim make. It's not an obvious assumption based on the Gemara. The Gemara speaks of Pirsum and Eitz when it comes to Chanukah. When it comes to Talakotos, and it comes to Megillah. By Chanukah, the Gemara says in Shabbos of Chafdalid that if a person benches on Chanukah, they should say on Nisim. Why? Because of Pirsum and Eitz. Presumably, you're benching the Yechidus. Sounds like there's Pirsum and Eitz and Yechidus. Likewise, the Gemara in Sachim Daf Kuf Yudbeis says Talakotos is the key on Pirsum and Eitz. Talakotos also, presumably, you could be Yosei the Yechidus. So these Gemaras are a very strong raya that there is Pirsum and Eitz B'Yachid, you're massaging to yourself. Again, it doesn't sit so well, you know, intuitively. Pirsum usually sounds like a way of being massaged to others. So you could, if you don't otherwise, you might say that the reason we say Al-Nisim is because people generally are mazamin b'zimun. Maybe the ikar point of Al-Nisim is for Berchas HaMazon b'zimun. It's just we carry it over even to when you bench B'Yachidus. And likewise, there's a Rosh in Sachim, compared to Simon Mami Beis, it says the Ikar Tachana of Dalat Kosos was to Tzibur. Quotes the Medrash that when you say Halal, you know, you have the Kriya and Aniyah, there's three people there, so that's why you need a Zimun on the Seder and you say Halal with three people, because the Ikar and Tachana of Dalat Kosos is the three people, which would have some Pirsum as it wouldn't be a Sarah, but at least it would be three. So, like I said, this whole Nasamina is based on the assumption that there's no Pirsum and Eitz B'Yachid. Something that doesn't sound like from the Gemara, but something you could justify, and like I said, many Achronim assume it to be the case. Yes?
Yeah. just Rashi and the Gemara, where they analyze the Machlokas, right, is he says that if you go Korbi Yachid, the Zmana is just because that there's Prisuinis because everybody else is reading it.
Right.
Meaning, so the fact that everybody else is doing it, even though they're individually, still constitutes Prisuinis.
Right.
At least all Machlokas about how much, like, what constitutes Prisuinis.
Yeah, I want to get that idea later, that about other people doing it, and, you know, instead of me, and maybe the person could be Mekuyim through the Tzibur. I should get to later, but so the first nafkamina here is kriya b'yachid or b'tzibur. You might say that if it's in kriya, you're yose. If it's in a piersum, the yachid chori require a tzibur. You might need a fire tzibur. You would say that this would be a yachid. And if they're tzei dinim, you might say you there's nothing, but ideally you should have a tzibur l'chatzim, right? The second half kamina, interesting halakha ma'isa issue, more relevant for those who don't live in Yerushalayim, is the question of eating before Mikra Megillah. You know, most of the world they'll be reading Megillah tonight, and today's a fast day, so people are hungry. The Shabbos, can you eat? Can you snack before Mikra Megillah? So the Ramah quotes the Shulchan Aruch, source number 9, who tells us that you shouldn't snack. Also, le'echol kodem shiyishma kriyas Megillah. I feel a tiny kashal, even though you're fasting, it's hard. You shouldn't read, you shouldn't eat before Mikra Megillah. Tumas Dechen is Mechadish, you should even read earlier. You can read Akhbaga Mincha in order to avoid this issue. It seems like it's a big eating not to eat before Mikra Megillah. And the Magen Avraham quotes from Ariel, is also very masmir, source number 10. I feel a chola lo yochal, called him kriyata, elen ken yeshlo sakana. Even a chola shouldn't eat unless it's a sakana. And the Mishabura is much more makel. The Mishabura says, so it's number 11, in who Adam Chalush, the Shehiya Yazik, would be also Yachal Lavo, the Holy, Utimam At, Eno Mastik, Lo Nira, the Shari Lecho. So it's better to snack, and if you're more sick, you can even eat. El Achivakesh Meachashi is the Chagayu Likros and the Gilah. If you have to eat a meal, even a meal, just make sure to set an alarm clock, make sure to get somebody to remind you, so you don't forget. And the Shari Tzion, he says, this is like Tfila. This is essentially like Tfila, you know, you're not supposed to eat before you daven Maariv, but if you have an alarm clock, if you have someone with you, Minyan Kavua, whatever, you're not going to forget, so then it's okay. I saw that Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Cheshuchik Chemed, the Zilberstein Sefer, and the Megillah, as explaining that the reason not to eat before Mikra Megillah isn't just like Tfila. It's not like the Mishavur says, it's just a function of whether or not you're going to forget or not forget. But it's more fundamental. Source number 12, Veshamati Mimori Bechami Marana Rav Yashiv. The Ada Osur Le'echol Kodem Kriyas Megillah, who Lorak Mishum Shemi Yishkach. It's not just, you know, a technical problem like it is by Tzila and Kriyashma. El the Megillah Sheyesh Bapirsum An Nisa, Gam Zem Mihilchas Pirsum An Nisa, Shalul Le'echol Kodem Kriyas. He assumes that the Megillah is there for the purpose of Pirsum An Nisa, and Pirsum An Nisa requires that you do it immediately. I'm not sure why that's so. Why can't I parse them, you know, at 9 in the evening? Why do I have to parse them at, you know, 6:30? But apparently, the part of Pirsum An Nisa means you need to publicize it immediately. I think this might be totally on the Haikira. Namely, if Megillah is fundamentally misses Kriya, so it shouldn't be worse than Kriya Shema or Tfila. And if their alarm clock works to remind you, so have a snack and set your alarm clock. You'll read the Megillah later. If the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is a way of doing Pirsum, the mitzvah is to mafaisim through the Kriya, so you might say that no, the Pirsum requires that you do it immediately. Again, I'm not sure why that's so, but that is, I think, is what Rav Yashiv is assuming. Question? Okay. Achila, second aspect. Achila, if it's in Kriya, right, mutar le'achol, as long as you don't forget later. But then in Pirsum, so you might say, asur. Okay. Let's skip to the Nafkamina Dalid, source number 15. Question of reading the Megillah, Acheresh reading the Megillah. Usually in Halacha, Acheresh is Eino Medaber, Eino Shomer. That's the general definition of Acheresh. In Megillah, that's not the case. Why is that not the case? It's impossible. If he was Eino Medaber, he wouldn't be relevant. So Acheresh in the second Megillah is a person who can't hear, but is able to speak. And the challenge is, can that person read the Megillah for others? Now, the challenge for that individual is that they can't hear what they are saying. And this is a debate in the Gemara Megillah in Brachos. So you have to hear what you're saying. So Rebbe's opinion is that you always have to hear what you're saying. We found like Rabbanan that Lahishmiel Ozna Yasa, that L'chatchila you should always, you know, make your Kriya Shema audible, you should make your brachos audible, but the Yavet, as long as you move your lips, you're Yosef. That's how we pass it. You call it a kul. The Shara is that true in Megillah as well? So the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that when it comes to Megillah, the Balkari who can speak, that can't hear, isn't able to emote the others. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, source number 16, Echad Shekara, the Echad Shomea Min HaKore, Yati Dekavasim. Who should Yishma in Pishu Chai V'Kriyasa, L'tikachim Haya HaKore Cheresh, Akata Noshota Shomea Min HaLayasa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we pass on the Rabbanan and the Gemara in Brachos of Gimel that the Dievet, as long as you move your lips, you're Yotze in all Brachos and Kriya Shema. So why should this be different? The Mishnah actually quotes this debate, the Machlokas Farshim, but there is an opinion that a Cheresh, Shemidaber, the Einar Shomea, can't be most the other people in Megillah.
What's the debate about?
Mishmur said that if you say it's an imperium, then you might require the person to be able to require, you might require that the person is able to hear what he is reading. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is, because before you're referring to other people, there's 600 people in the show, and you're reading it, everybody is hearing it, that's imperium. But apparently you have to have imperium to yourself, also again, touching on the issue, there is imperium to yourself, you have to be able to hear yourself in order to refer to others. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says according to this opinion. The other opinion says, no, this is no different than anywhere else. If the person can speak, if he can speak, he can speak, and he can sign the mitzvah of Megillah and be mostly Acherin Yedei Chovas. So, again, the Chorah is telling the Chakir, I hear Cheresh, if it's been a Kriya, still Chara, he could be mostly Acherin. If it's a Din in Pirsum, so Ulai, low Moti Acherim, this is what Mishnah Berurah suggests. I'm not totally clear on the Sfarah, but that's you know what he writes explicitly. Since it's in a Pirsum, he can't be Moti Acherim, he can't hear himself. Apparently, a Chisaran in the Pirsum. Now, in Atamina, there's a question in Kol Tar Kula if the concept of Shomeach Oneh works when a person doesn't understand what they're hearing. So you have a guest at your Shabbos home, and they never heard Kiddush in their life, and they're going to say Amen. Does it work? They don't understand what you're saying. So our minhag is to assume that if you're saying in Hebrew, they say Amen, that's sufficient. But this is in fact a machlokas Rishon and machlokas Apostim. If you look here in source number 18, Tosfos and Brachos Nafim Hey writes the following. V'nashim, again the assumption is women didn't understand Hebrew. Zarech Iyonim Yotus to Brachos Azimun Shal Anashim. Can they be Yotus benching for men? They don't understand the benching. The Yesh Mevin, Raya Shiyotu, some say they can be Yotze. And then he quotes the Raya that some bring, and he's Doche. Had Aminu Megillah, Loeis, Shoshama Ashur is Yotza. The fact that you can be Yotze Megillah if you don't understand, maybe proves you can be Yotze benching if you don't understand. Says the Tosfos, Pesume Nisa Ba'al Mashayim. You can't bring a Raya from the fact that you can be Yotze Megillah when you don't understand the Megillah. So the fact that you can be Yotze benching or Kiddush, we don't understand the benching of the Kiddush. Why is it so close? Because Pursumi Nisa shine. The Orach HaShulchan takes issue with this Dechei of Tosfos. That's Orach HaShulchan, Tosfos number 19. Gam Dechei Azu lo Ovi. Shrei v'megillah sham amru atu anan achashtranim b'nei ramachim me'adinan elamitzas kriya u Pursumi Nisa. Harei shimovah mitzas Pursumi Nisa umer gam tam mitzas kriya. So Rav HaShulchan read the Gemara the way we read the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us there's mitzvah kriya or pirsum minitza. There are two mitzvahs. And says the Rav HaShulchan, the fact that it can be yotzi with the kriya shabo of Mikra Megillah, even though you don't understand, proves that you're yotzi all kriya, all shomei ka'ona, even if you don't understand. So essentially, it's not really an akumina, it's more just a function, you know, of the rayas. Tosfos seems to have understood that the Mikra Megillah is really a function of what? It's just Pirsum Anisa, right? It's just for Shemini Hadibra, you can't bring it as a raya. The fact that people like your Yosef and Gilam, they don't understand, doesn't prove anything about whether or not you can be able to Kiddush if you don't understand. Because it's all a function of a Pirsum and Eid. But the Aruch HaShulchan said what? Then no. Megillah is a mitzvah of what? Kriya A and B, Pirsum and Eid. And the fact that women are Yosef, or Amayaris are Yosef, even the Kriya Shabbat, when they don't understand, it proves that in Kol Torah Kula, you can be Yosef Shemek Yonah, even if you don't understand. Okay? So one more not for me, this is actually very interesting. Halachah L'maaseh, a person has two choices as to where here in Megillah. You can go to a big shul, but the Balkari is not so good, he's not medaktik, he's shvanaz, you know, he may not know the Torah very well. Or you can go to a mini mitzvah, you know, expert Balkari, and there'll be 12 people. What's better? Is it better to hear the Megillah of Bediktuk in the Kriya, in a small tzibur? Or is it better to hear the Megillah Rovam with 1,000 people, but with a Shvach, a Kriya? So, this question is raised here in source number 20, in the Chashuk Echemet. Vishayoko Lishmo, the crux of the Megillah, the Yachid. He created a Bediktuk Rashi. Again, he initially starts off discussing a case a person who can read it, the Yechidus Bediktuk. Yechol Yechom Lishmo B'tzibur, Achabal Korei, Eino B'tzakseik, Kolkach. Mielos Lishmo B'tzibur, Hashem Yechonei B'Yechidus. So again, initially the question is not like it's formulated. It's whether or not it's better to hear, read it Bediktuk B'Yechidus, or B'tzibur without Bediktuk in the Kriya. Umah Adin Kasher Achabal Korei, Korach, Olten Shiyotzi Mach B'Dievet, Yigon Shiyikra B'lo Taimim, Yikyotzi B'Zim. So says Rav Zilberstein, open out deep your terush you shmena b'tzibur. It's better to hear b'tzibur even though there's no diktuk. And then he says it's better, of course, to read it at home afterwards. Achim, if you can only hear it once, nirush yishu b'tzibur, it's better to hear b'tzibur. Al pi mash amar maran agrid, she'ikr kriya sa megillah hi l'pirsum aneis. In kink, she'ish lo shteyaf shariyot l'hader b'kriya, o l'hader b'pirsum aneis, nire she'itachin she'tarif l'hader b'hashama b'makam she'is yosar pirsum. So here we have a question that gets a little different than what I suggested. I was discussing a question where there are two tzibur, just one of a bigger tzibur and one of a smaller tzibur. He's discussing the question of whether or not it's better to be yosei be yichidus the diktuk in the kriya or the tzibur without diktuk, or even the diavet, because the fellow doesn't know how to lay in at all. He's just going to read the words. And he quotes from the Briskara that the point of Mikra Megillah is what? Pirsum and Eid, and therefore it's better to hear the tzibur, even though the Balkare, you know, barely knows what he's doing, rather than hearing it the Yechidus. So I think both these questions, both the question I raised and the question that he discusses, which is discussed by other people, which are discussed by other people, can be totally on this Chakira as well. Namely, if the point of Mikra Megillah is essentially Mitzvah Kriya, so if I have a choice of being Matzah in the Kriya, Mitzvah being Matzah in the Kriya. Whereas if the point of Mikra Megillah is L'Chai Shem and Eid, maybe it makes sense to go to a bigger Tzibur to hear it Barov Am, because that's essentially what the point of the Mitzvah is, and therefore we can somehow sacrifice on the details of the Kriya, Imadak Gimidavar, etc., because the Ikra Mitzvah is the Pirsut. Now, if you hold a Tzvei Dinim, it's actually very interesting. Let's say you hold a Tzvei Dinim, there's a Mitzvah Kriya Upirsuminis, like the Mashmas of the Gemara in the Megillah Yechet. Then the question, of course, becomes what? If you have two Dinim, which is the Ikr Din? Is the Ikr Din the Pirsum? Or is the Ikr Din the Kriya? Now we're answering this question, is it better to be Dakti Din the Kriya, or better to be more a Makbir about the size of the Tzibur to really read it Barov Ah. So, just to summarize, we raised the question as to whether or not the Ikra Mitzvah is the Kriya, and the Pirsum is the background, or maybe the opposite is true, the whole point is the fire is through the Kriya, or like the Mashmas of the Gemara and Dr. test in Megillah, we just say didn't, and we discussed the five or so nachaminas to this question. It's interesting, if you assume that Pirsum is the real point of the Mitzvah, it's both a Kula and a Chum, right? Some of the nachaminas we explored showed how Pirsum is a chumrah, and some highlighted the fact that Pirsum is a kula. So, for example,
I
fact that you don't have to understand what you're hearing, you know, this is Pirsum Meisa, you don't understand it, if you don't understand it, that shows that Pirsum is a kula. But the fact that, let's say, we're not going to let the Cheresh read for other people is Pirsum working as a chumrah, or the fact that you can't eat before you read the Megillah is Pirsum working as a chumrah. So if Pirsum Hanei is really a point to the mitzvah, not just the background, but essentially what you're trying to do, then it comes out both kulas and chumrah that are different from kol Torah kula, what we would have expected to be the din in regular kriya, like kriya's Torah. Okay, so what I want to do now is really move over to analyze the possibility of maybe there are different types of kriya. Maybe kriya sometimes is a mitzvah kriya, and sometimes kriya is really a function of pirsum. Maybe there's say dinim in mikra megillah, not two dinim like here, kriya or pirsum, rather different tracks. So different tracks in the mitzvah of mikra megillah. So very briefly, we began the first Achmina with the question of Kriya B'yakeh versus Kriya B'tzitz. So I think it's very feasible to suggest that in Echinami, we pass like most Rishonim, that Kriya B'yakeh works this time. But maybe there's a fundamental difference between a person who reads the Megillah B'yakeh as opposed to somebody who reads the Megillah B'tzitz. A person who reads the B'yakeh is behind what? Kriya. A person who reads the B'tzitz is Mekayim. Either Kriya and Pirsum, or maybe a totally different type of Kriya, a Kriya of a Pirsum Hanei. That's certainly very possible. And there, I think, a number of rises. For example, verse number 21, the Gemara Megillah speaks about a person who reads the Megillah Bein Ksuvim, right? Let's say you have a Tanakh, a Megillah, that has, other Megillahs connected to it. Here downstairs we have, the four Megillahs in one class. We have, like, Shir Shirim and Eicha. We don't have Megillah Esther, but if you would have Megillah Esther connected, a Megillah Ksuva Bein Ksuvim, could you read like that? The Gemara says in Megillah, if you test on Aleph, that you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. And Rashi explains why. Verse number 22. The Ina Nigeres for Asma, the Farsim Nisa Tzvei. Kikorah Bein Ksuvim, Nira Kikorah Bein Mikra. You read it just from a class with other Sfarim, it looks like you're learning Tanakh. It has to have a special Mikra, Megillah. It has to be a special Sefer that just has Mikra Megillah in it, just as Megillah Esther in it. But the Gemara says, interestingly, this is only true if you read the Tzibur. If you read the Yachid, you can read from Megillah Ksuvah Bein Ksuvim, and you're Yotze. There's Machlokes Rishonim, some say it's even Lechatchila. Some say it's even Lechatchila you can do. So here we have a distinction between Kriya B'Yachid and Kriya B'Tzibur. The Gemara says that if you read a Megillah Ksuvah Bein Ksuvim, the Yachid are Yotze, and the Tzibur are not Yotze. What's the point of having a separate Megillah? Rashi says, it's a shame, Pirsum Hanei. So what emerges, according to Rashi, Lechara, is that a Kriya B'Tzibur is a Kiyum of what? Of Pirsum. And Kriya B'Yachid is a Kiyum of Kriya Greda. Okay. Likewise, if you look at the next marker, verse number 23, the Gemara says that there was a bracha that's recited after the Mikra Megillah, Rabbi Tzirvenu. The Gemara says that it's only the minute. Some places have a minute to say it, and some places have a minute not to say it. But we follow the practice of the Beis Yosef, Shem Orchaz Chai, and Shem Yerushalmi, and our minute is to say it B'Tzibur, and not to say it B'Yachid. We only say Rabbi Tzirvenu B'Tzibur, we don't say Rabbi Tzirvenu B'Yachid. Why? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, verse number 25, the Yesh Lomar HaTam became into Eina Shaycha LeMegillah El Hibracha Birchas Hodah Mishu Pirsum Einisa L'Niskana El HaBetzibur Sheish Pirsum V'Lah Al B'Yachin. Why did you say Rabbi Tzirvenu B'Yachin? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the reason? Why do you say there's no Pirsum Einisa B'Yachin? That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. He assumes there's no Pirsum Einisa B'Yachin. Again, like I said, a lot of Aruch HaShulchan assume this. It's not so obvious in the Gemara. But we have two riots here that there's a difference between Kriya B'Tzibur and Kriya B'Yachid. The first riot is that you can read the Megillah Ksuvim according to the Mishnah Lechatchila B'Yachid because it's not a din of Pirsum. And likewise, there's no bracha of Rabbi Tzirvenu B'Yachid because the Rabbi Tzirvenu is a bracha of Pirsum and there's no Pirsum B'Yachid. Yes.
Shulchan Aruch has really break down when it comes to Minyan Tzara for Kriya Megillah, you can include women.
Right.
Right. So it says. But when you're including women in the Minyan Tzara, you shouldn't say Rav Zvirdenya?
If I remember correctly, the stopping is Nashim on the Stari of Taminyan. What's the practice? If you do count women for Atara, then I think you would say Rav Zvirdenya. I think it's because we're mistopic if women really count for the Saras, therefore mistopic Brach HaPalka, we don't say Rav Zvirdenya. But if you think they do count, and you could say it, then I think it was Matan Hanan. I just think that Malacha was mistopic. But remember correctly, they're most mistopic if women count towards the Saras. He's not convinced, and therefore mistopic, Safik Brach HaPalka, we don't say Rav Zvirdenya. I think the meaning, though, here is that they do say Rav Zvirdenya if there's 10 women. There are two issues. One issue is whether a woman can count together with men, and another issue is whether a woman can count alone as a minyan. But I think Bali Kriya here, I think the minyan is we say Rav Zvirdenya when there are 10 women here in the issue, if I'm not mistaken. Although this is a debate. This is a debate. Okay, so let's look into it. I'm sorry, I should remember. Second distinction. Maybe there's a difference between Kriya B'yom and Kriya B'layim. We know that we have to read Megillah both by day and by day. That's the Gemara and Megillah. That's Talit Amud Aleph, source number 26. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Chayav Adam Lekrotz Megillah the Laila and the Shnosu B'yom. You have to read twice. If you look at Tosfos there, source number 27, Tosfos tells us that the minhag is that you should say Shechianu by day, even though you did it by night. Why? Omer Ri, source number 27, the Afal Gavdu Mevarech Zman Delaila Chozu Mevarech B'yom. The Iker Pirsa Manisa Havi B'Kriya B'Yamama. Says Tosfos, Iker Pirsa Manisa is by day. So maybe what Tosfos is saying is that the Kriya by night is what? Just did in Kriya. The Kriya by day is did in Pirsa. Again, he says Iker Pirsa. Sounds like there's some Pirsa by night, but that's not the point of it. And likewise, the Mitzvah in Megillah Daftalad says that the whole question of whether or not you need a minion or not, that's only by day. By night, you certainly don't need a minyan. It's obviously the kriyas lila leka kpeda basar. The people shlob is mana. Even early kriya, your chalas for your bays, your gimel adar for the bnei kfarim wouldn't require a sar. The kfarim maksim leknisa b'lila b'mekomen hayu korim. Talam mitzri mikriyazu the chovehi. Mekomen lohayu shama sarah. It says the people in the villages would read on leil your alef, leil your bays, and have a minyan. You see, a minyan isn't important for the kriya at night. The minyan is only important when? By day. So what emerges according to that? That the kriya by day is the kriya pirsum, and the kriya by night is just the mitzvah kriya, never giving up day, even the achilus. A third distinction would be potentially the difference between men and women, right? Kriya gvarim versus nashim. The kriya of anashim, the kriya of men, might be more, might be on a different level. If you look, turn back, I skipped the Makoros, if you turn back to source number 13, Gemara tells us that women have to read Megillah. We have, Amr Yishuv Levi, Nashim Chayavah Shem Mikra Megillah, Afin Hayu Bosoni. The passage is that Chayavah exactly like men are Chayavah. But there's a famous Shita, the Bahag, quoted in Tosfos and Erevin, it's also quoted over there, but just it comes there to write it more clearly. Baruch of Gedolos, verse number 14, Hosifu, Ela Shachayavin Mishmiya, Lefi Shakol Hayu Vesafik Vashmi Laharog Labid, Lachach Sarek Lafarish Kande Noshim Otim Ela Noshim. Of Noshim Otosis quotes the Bahag as saying that the mitzvah of Kriya from the Gila for women is the mitzvah of Shmiya, and the mitzvah of Kriya from the Gila for men is the mitzvah of Kriya. And the Nafamina being that women cannot be mostly men. In the Chiyav, women have a lower level Chiyav, the Chiyav only of Shmiya. Men have a higher level, they are Chiyav in Kriya. Okay, so we see they have a different level Chiyav. If you turn back, source number 29, the Ramah brings, this is what I was saying before, you actually stop it, you not should start with Asara. This is the issue you raised before. There's a stopping of women count towards Asara. It says in Mishabura, why would they count? The after the came to Rav Yishuv Pursu Manisa, as long as in Darash of Akdusha, this Pursu Manisa, Sagi Afanashi, maybe women that can count. So, one way of distinguish between men and women is to say, okay, what does the Bahag mean? Women are Chayav in Shmiya, and men are Chayav in Kriya. One way of explaining that is that women are Chayav in Pirsum, And men are higher than what? In Korea, right? Some of, you know, in those days, most women were literate. So it's a little bit hard to hire somebody and you can't do. So, Holy Wright, in general, seems to be, you know, inconceivable that hire somebody in the midst they can't actually do themselves. So the assumption was women were illiterate, it makes sense, their field would be different. Their field was more piercing. And again, they still have to get somebody to read it to do the piercing, but okay. Maybe it's a different way of one way of explaining the Baha'i, the Nineveh is in Korea, women are higher in piercing. So what we saw here in the second section is the possibility of, if you assume there really are indeed, you know, two aspects, the mitzvah of kriya, the kriya of Torah, and another mitzvah of pirsum, maybe it's in the chalek, between different types of kriya b'yachid versus tibur, yachid might be kriya, tibur might be pirsum, kriya b'yom b'layla, layla might be kriya, yom might be pirsum, and a kriya between man and woman, woman might be pirsum, man might be a kriya of, man might be a mitzvah of kriya, of kriya, a woman might be only a mitzvah of piercing. What I want to do now, which I think is probably the most interesting part of the shir, and I don't say that only because, you know, the shir is all over and I think it'll be extra push, but also because I really think it is fascinating, is the possibility of separating the piercing from the kriya. What do I mean by that? We were analyzing whether or not the mitzvah Megillah is a mitzvah kriya or also a mitzvah piercing, or only a mitzvah piercing. Is it possible there's a general mitzvah called pirsum? Pirsum and name. And kriya is a way to do that mitzvah. But there are other ways maybe to do that mitzvah as well. Maybe pirsum is much larger than we once thought. We thought pirsum was part of the kriya, or the purpose of the kriya. Maybe we made a mistake. Maybe pirsum is much broader. And kriya is a way to do the mitzvah of pirsum. There's a number of interesting Maariv comments on this. First, I actually didn't put it on the sheet. But there's a question raised in the Acharonim. A person read Megillah Nechitas, and then he found out there's another kriya. He missed the Beis Knesset's kriya. He read it by himself, and he found out there's a later minyan. Should he go back to hear the Megillah Nechitas? He already was yotzei. There's a discussion in Acharonim about this. The pashas is, you're yotzei, there's no point in hearing it again. If you assume that pirsum is this overarching mitzvah, you can go back to do what? To hear it again, some kind of pirsum. Now, you still might say that's connected to the kriya. It's the pirsum of the kriya. But it's still, I think, interesting. The Meiri has an even more interesting issue that's actually Nitzak HaHalacha by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. He says that if you live in a place that has a shul and they have a kriya, the tzibur, you can read it at home. As long as there is a kriya the tzibur, then you will mekayim the concept of kriya of pirsum aneis, and you can read it at home. We don't do this generally. We try to go to shul. But if the shul read, do you have to try to get a second minyan, or if you just read it at home? The Ramah says you can just read it at home. Because once the kriya happens with tzibur, so then your kriya also has a pirsum nisa aspect to it, because the pirsum nisa was fulfilled through the tzibur. I'll read you the Meiri inside, verse number 31. Don't you farshin, kosbush a kosher in tzibur, but yer lechatil yaku lehatzav asara. You pass on like Rav, not ake, so lechatil you should get asara. Have a kosher ish tzibur, 30 is a tzibur? Then you can read it the yachid. The solchim al pirsum kriya to tzibur. You're solely on the pirsum kriya to tzibur. It's not exactly the Ramah. The Ramah says that if they already read it to tzibur, you don't have to make a new minyan. It's a little more makarish than the Ramah. But either way, these shitas are somehow separating pirsum and ace from the kriya. I'm doing my kriya b'yachid in my home, and the pirsum happens chovat tzibur. The pirsum happens in shul through the kriya to tzibur. So it seems like the pirsum is disassociated from my individual kriya on some level. But again, this is not such a chiddush, because here, in both these cases, the pirsum is connected to the kriya. It's just not my kriya. It's either, you know, I really was yotzei kriya, or it's the kriya of the tzibur. They're still connected. What I think more interesting is source number 32. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that Purim falls on the Shabbos, so you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you read it on Friday. What do you have to do on Shabbos? Anybody know? Shalom Adarshan. You have to do a drush. This actually happens here in Yerushalayim every so often. It happened a couple years ago. I don't think it can happen in outside Yerushalayim. I don't think quite by calendar it can't really happen. But in any case, there's this Shalom Adarshan Behilchos Vinei Purim. or binyan shel yom. So what's the point in that? So this Tosfos, verse number 33. You can't read the Megillah to the Gzeir Derabba. Aval b'chol in tzarich shiyu koyin Megillah v'tzei ikah v'rsu menisa. So this Tosfos, the whole point of giving a drasha on Purim is only on Purim shechal yetz v'shabbos. On a regular Purim, you don't need to give a drasha because you read the Megillah. That may be the pirsum. But on Shabbos, you're not going to read the Megillah because of Gzeir Derabba. You have to do pirsum. How? You do pirsum through the drasha. So it sounds like there's this idea of pirsum, and we're kind of the pirsum. How? By giving a drasha. Here, the pirsum is instead of the kriya. The kriya is on Friday, and I do the pirsum on Shabbos, which is really important, through the drasha. So it sounds like pirsum is an independent, standalone mitzvah, you know, in replacing the kriya. It's still connected in that it's replacing the kriya, but it's connected in a very, very, you know, weak way. What's even more interesting is what I mentioned before, the Gemara in Shabbos of Chavdali that says when you say on Nisim, on Hanukkah you mechayim pursue Manisim. L'chora the same is true for Purim. You say on Nisim, you mechayim pursue Manisim. What do you mean mechayim pursue Manisim? It sounds like there's a mitzvah called pursue Manisim. And the 30th Edmund, verse number 35, says an amazing thing. He wants to know when you do Kriya B'yachid, again, we're talking about Rav, you can yosti the Megillah, Bizmana B'yachid. So there's no pirsum. He assumes there's no pirsum. Like I said, many achronim assume that way. So he says, but there's no pirsum. How can that be? So he says, don't worry. There's other ways to do pirsum. What other ways? Says the Toyevan, Niyu Bizmano came in the Osir Behesbit, the Tainit, the Chayiv Vishalachmanus, Yikim Mishav Vesimcha, Yaseira, Afilu Korbi Yachin Shabizami, the Nihida Kriya like a pirsum. There's no pirsum with the Kriya because it's the Yachin. Afilu Hachin Yikim Pirsum Yisa Bahani Mili Achrini. You do pirsum through what? Through giving shalachmanas, you do pirsum. So the Zuriyev is assuming there's a concept of pirsum anis, pirsum anisa, which is a tzitzviyach mitzvah. And you can do it either through liquor megillah b'rabim. If you don't do liquor megillah b'rabim, you read the yachidus, so you'll do it through the other mitzvah hayom. What's fascinating is that there's a question, how far can you push this? Let's say I take out an ad in the New York Times, happy Purim. What have I done? From a halakhic perspective. So, I haven't done any mitzvah that Chazal mandated, but I have fulfilled pirsum minisa. So this is a debate. You know, Chabad is very into this. You know, they put the menorah on top of their cars and they drive around town. And they think there's a kiyum in that. And the question is there a kiyum in that? It's possible that if you think there's a broader concept called pirsum minisa, any application would be a kiyum, even if it wasn't actually mandated, and of course it's a big chunk. But, you know, there's a discussion in postgame. If you're at a Hanukkah dinner and you want to light a menorah, can you do it with a bracha? Without a bracha, okay, it's always a nice thing to do. But is there even room to say a bracha on such a hadlaka? And there are postgame, you know, surprising, but there are postgame who say that you couldn't even say a bracha. Maybe Israeli, the Rosh Hashanah, there's room to say a bracha. Again, that's a little bit, you know, you're connecting to a pre-existing mitzvah, you're connecting to a hadlaka, you're just not doing it in a home. You're doing it in a hall. Okay, because I was talking about they eat there, they don't eat there, whatever. But, you know, if you're on the street corner, you know, the Chabad is on the street corner. Is there any room? Is that a Brahma Latala or is there actually some legitimacy? Well, the issue I'm raising is when the Islam is not connected. You know, even lighting, you know, electric menorah in your car is a menorah. You know, taking an ad in the New York Times, Islam is not connected at all. But if you really believe that there's a concept called Pirsum Anisa, it might exist even independent from the Maitha Mitzvah Chazal mandated, you know, which would be a very kiddish, but I think it's positive. Yeah. Good question.
As you said, that even happens, you see people when they have their own weddings, they like
honor. Right. So they do that. They usually do without a bracha, which I think is the way you should do it. I wouldn't tell them to do a bracha. The question is it a bracha matala? Is there room to justify saying a bracha? And there are poskim who actually do that, justify it. Anyway, just to summarize what we saw here, initially was the question of whether or not when Chazal made the mitzvah Mikra Megillah, was it really just a fundamentally a regular mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah? And the idea for Pirsum Anisa is just the background for it. Or no, maybe Chazal said, read the Megillah to Mepharshim Anais, it's part of the Pirsum Anisa, not just the background, but it's part of what we're trying to actually do, it's part of the mitzvah. Or maybe there's Tzvei Dinim, there's Mitzvahs Kriya u'Pirsum Anisa. And we analyzed five or so Nafkaminas to that question. Then we moved on to say maybe there are really two tracks.
Some kriya is a kriya per se, and some kriya is a kriya per suminiza, maybe a kriya of daytime is kriya per suminiza, maybe a kriya of woman is a kriya per suminiza, maybe a kriya of rabin is per suminiza, versus kriya of yachay, kriya of alayla, kriya of men, which is more a mitzvah of kriya per se. And lastly, we raised the possibility of separating the Prisumanisa from the Kriya. Maybe there's a concept of Prisumanisa that could be separated from the mitzvah of Kriya, and then in a number of ways. You might separate it just partially, the Kriya B'tzivor versus the Yachid, or you might want to hear Megillah again, but it's fundamentally connected. Or maybe the Prisumanisa is there instead of the Kriya when you can't read on Shabbos, then you give a drasha instead of the Prisumanisa of the Kriya. Or maybe really Prisumanisa is standalone, benching is Prisumanisa, and all the mitzvahs of the Yom are Prisumanisa, and then I raise the possibility of maybe even separating the Prisum from any existing mitzvah. Maybe any way of Yom might be a kiyum, potentially, of Prisumanisa. I just want to conclude with an interesting question I heard in the name of Ravdinsky from Monty. I never met him, and I never heard a shiur from him, but I had a lot of friends who listened to shiur. Somebody raised the following question that he asked. The Chinuch writes that the point of the mitzvah of having a fire on the Mizbeach was to hide the nace of the fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided from Shemayim. The nace was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provided fire on the Mizbeach, but there's a mitzvah of Ner Tamid, of having Eish Tamid on the Mizbeach, to hide the mitzvah, the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Rabbi Lashon, it's mitzvah kuf lamed beis and tchinuch. He says, Yadua davar b'inenu, v'etzel kol chacham, ki nisim gudolim esher yaseh hakel, al b'nei adam, b'tuva, al gadol, l'olam yasem derech hefzeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to hide nisim. And they always look like they're natural. He quotes that by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, v'yolach Hashem es yam b'ruach kadim oz l'chol alayla. So, v'yosem es yam l'charava. So there was a big, typhoon, or I don't know, tsunami, whatever it's called, and there's a hurricane, and then Kriyas Yamsuf happens. Why was there a hurricane? Why didn't the Kashmir just put the sea like that? In order to hide the nace. Likewise, the Chinuch says there's a mitzvah to put fire on the Mizbeach. He shouldn't see the fire that Kashmir provides the derech nace. So in the mitzvah he asks, you see, Kashmir tries to hide the nisim. So why do we have a mitzvah of pursuing nisim? So Chinuch says, pum fakeret, you're supposed to hide the nisim. So that's a very interesting question. I didn't hear the answer. I don't think he told it to me. Or I forgot it by now, but I was thinking, it's a technical answer, I'm sure there's a better answer, so let me know what you think. But I was thinking, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu did an eighth galui, so then we wouldn't have Bechir. You wouldn't have any, Sad Onish, you wouldn't have Bechir. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to hide the Nisim. But we live in a world of Hesar Panim. You read the Megillah, it could all be politics. It's hard to know. So our job, as from Jews, is to do what? It's to fast in the name. We want to show that it all looks like politics, but really it's Yad Hashem. That's our achayim. From Kadosh Baruch Hu, he tries to hide the nisim, because he wants to have the chira. But our job is to fast in the name. Just a suggestion, I'm sure the other suggestion is part of the, this is a very interesting question, and this is a potential answer. Okay, we shall have a freilach in Purim, and we shall talk about the Sumeach, the Simcha Sachar.